If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody else, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
All right. So welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to another episode of The Confessionals, and I have a special in-studio guest here today. And I actually, I'm jumping out of my skin right now, to be honest with you, because the things that we're about to start talking about, Brian is bringing information. I'm just like going crazy here, but we have Brian from Black Mass Paranormal here in studio. Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
I'm glad you're here. You're a local friend of mine that hunts monsters in the woods.
Yeah.
And I was just saying before we started recording, you're a rarity because you actually put a lot of time and effort into the work that it takes, right?
Yeah.
So let people know before we get going here a little bit about yourself. It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
Black Mass Paranormal, if I remember correctly, started out as a paranormal, more like investigative channel, right? And then you started going into the cryptid more.
Yep, going into the cryptid stuff, yeah.
So I guess that's all we have to do, really. So yeah. It's like, check it out. YouTube, Black Mass Paranormal.
Well, my name actually came from, because this old house that I used to live in, it was built in like the 1890s. And in you've all obviously experienced it, but in East Tennessee, the summer humidity is like absurd. So this house that I lived in had pretty crappy air conditioning, and it was in the middle of like July, and I was sitting on my couch, just hot and miserable. And I look down my hallway and I see what I think is a person standing at the end of my hallway. And it's just this black mass. And I think I'm getting ready to throw hands with somebody who just, you know, broke into my house. And I run to the end of the hallway, and the hallway is so cold that I can see my breath and this figure or whatever is gone. And then from that point on, we started having all kinds of paranormal things happen in the house to the point where we had to leave. Like, we moved to get away from it because it came down to something happened on Christmas Eve. Stephanie and I were wrapping presents and we start hearing this like scratching sound coming through the walls. And like, I literally put my ear to the wall and I could hear just, it sounded like claws, like digging into the wood. And after that, we're like, yeah, we're gone. So, yeah.
So that's actually good clarifying because I don't even think about it anymore, but just so people understand, Black Mass Paranormal is not named after you doing some kind of a satanic black mass.
No, it's from a black mass that I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I could see how some people would be like, is this like a satanic thing? It's like, no, most of the time not.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting because if you go back and you talk to people who've had these encounters, they all describe a black mass.
Yes.
That it's like this strange black color. It's like blacker than black. It like doesn't provide any depth or anything like that. It's just kind of this black mass. Mm-hmm. And that's where it came from.
Yeah. So before we get too lost in the weeds, because like every time I'm talking to you, it's just like, it's rapid fire. As soon as we start talking, it's like one thing to another. Yeah. I'm like, holy crap, I had no idea about any of this. But just so everybody knows, go ahead and check out MerkMerch.com for Merkle Media Apparel and MerkleFilms.com for on-demand streaming documentaries. We have a new docu-series coming. Are you familiar with Stacey Brown?
I think so, yeah.
Stacey Brown, he's a Bigfoot researcher out of Florida.
Yeah.
And he has a docu-series that we're dropping exclusively on MerkleFilms.com. Nice. So that's going to be coming a little bit later this month in November.
Nice.
So people can go ahead and check that out. On-demand streaming, MerkleFilms.com and MerkMerch.com. I think I covered all the business. So you hit me up last week and you took I guess you were probably at your production computer and took a picture with your phone of what you were looking at on the screen.
Yeah.
And you're like, I should pull it up here because I was like, whenever you text me, it's like, you know, it's like a special event for me.
Oh yeah.
And you said, and you said, well, I can't say exactly what you said here because I but you said finally got the guy on camera. But the guy was a different word. But I assumed that this was something that because I had not, we have this video up here on the monitor here. I assumed that this was like either you stumbled across him or you heard him and you were kind of creeping up. But you just told me before we started recording that he was chasing you.
Well, there was more than one, too.
What?
Yeah. Well, until this figure, I didn't catch this when I was editing, but you can see them in the corner. There's multiple of them.
And so what you're saying is what we're looking at right now, you didn't even see that before?
No, I didn't see that.
Breaking grounds right now.
Yeah, when I was editing it and putting... A lot of times I get excited and I will put stuff out before I've really kind of dug through everything because when you're doing this type of research, you know, you're looking at everything and then when you finally find something, it's like super exciting. So you want to get that out.
Yeah.
But I didn't go back and... But you can see because when it happened... after I left the area, I went live and I was talking about how I saw these black figures moving, you know, through the terrain and they were like coming after me. What's even kind of scarier is I picked up this sound that's happened multiple times on investigations. It's very similar to the Predator sound.
Okay, this is crazy because... The area you had this happen in, I heard that sound.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it on camera.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Continue. Yeah.
These things were, after I heard that sound, I was like, I kind of need to get out of here. And so I start leaving and I'm seeing these black figures kind of both in front of me and behind me.
But in the clearing?
They were kind of off to the side, but they had come out into the path.
Okay.
And I was on my motorcycle. Thank God. Like, seriously, thank God. And if you listen to this whole thing, you will hear me. Like, I am, like, smashing my motorcycle, which I love.
Yeah.
You know,
Honda.
Yeah. Like, that was my dad's bike. Like, I take care of this thing. And, well, except for in this case, but I was like smashing it against rocks, trying to get out of there, totally like freaking out. And I see these black masses moving towards me and like quick, like if I would have been, I think if I would have been on foot or if I would have been on like an e-bike, I don't think I would have been able to get away from them. Wow. So, but then again, we don't know exactly what happens when we have a up close encounter with these things. You know, there's a lot of people that go missing,
yeah,
you know, and we don't get answers from it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I was close to that. Maybe, maybe not, you know, but they continued to follow me basically all the way down the trail until I was able to get up and out of the area.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So this is another thing that is, I don't know if it's unique to you, but I know a lot of people don't do this and you do a lot of work during the day.
Oh yeah.
And it makes sense, yeah. Right? I mean, so like, yes, the creepy and crawly things come out at night. But yeah. You can see more during the day.
You can see, yeah. and in my opinion, you know, the only way that we are going to establish proof of these entities, these cryptids, is if we get hardcore evidence of like footprints or, you know, fur or whatever we can find during the day. At nighttime, yes, it makes for a better video. Mm-hmm. It does, because yeah. It's much more scarier. The audience likes it a lot more. But once you have these paranormal encounters and you decide that you are going to, really research and try to show people, like, you're going to want to go during the day to be able to find these footprints, mm-hmm. like these disturbances that you're just not going to be able to get at night. Like, yeah. you're just not. Yeah, it's cool to get the cool shots of the eyes, you know, moving through the woods, but there's only so much that you can really get at night. And that's why I do a lot of research during the day.
Yeah.
So, and I've got trail cams up there. So.
Yeah. I mean, you put out trail cams, you put out a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
As we go through this story here and how this all unfolds, I gotta say, and I don't think I've actually talked about this publicly on my show yet. I know I've recorded it because I recorded a show with Stacey Brown months mm-hmm. ago planning for this, the release on the Merkle Films. And on that, I talked about what I'm about to say, but that's going to come out after this. So this might be the first time I actually talk about this, if I can recall. The area that this happened in, you sent me a picture a few months back mm-hmm. and showing that the entry point,
yeah,
that we would enter into these woods, the woods that Scott Carpenter researched heavily and had his interactions with, the entry point, there is now a big cattle gate, essentially. Yeah. Yeah. And on it, it says, no trespassing federal land.
Yeah, it's federal. Yeah.
This is the area
yeah.
that this has happened, right?
Yeah.
This area has a long history of weird and unusual yeah. things happening. It has a very large water source near it, which some yep. people would say actually attributes to the paranormal and the unusual supernatural things happening in the area.
Yep.
But legit, I know the area you're in. And when you brought up the predator clicking sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I've said this on the show. I don't know if I told you. We went back there, the documentary Sasquatch and Missing Man. We needed to film a reenactment for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the guys together and we went right where that gate is. Mm-hmm. We backed a truck up just maybe 50 feet up into there just to shoot the reenactment. And I'm in my truck on a different location. I don't want to give too much, but I'm in my truck just kind of sitting and waiting because it was cold outside and I didn't want to be outside in the cold.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I call my parents. And my mom and dad are on the phone. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm just waiting for these guys to be done, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, and my mom's talking, I'm like, oh, shh, shh. And I'm listening and I hear what sounds like clicking.
Yeah.
Like a predator clicking.
Yeah.
And so I roll the window down just a little bit, crack it. And I'm telling you, dude, it was so loud. It was almost as if it was like right there. Yeah. My mom in Pennsylvania on the phone hears it and yeah. she goes, put your window up right now. Like a window's going to save me anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
And you could hear it through the window. And so when I hang out with my parents, I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with myself here. So I waited for there to be a gap of no clicking, and I got out and I walked up to the guys. I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? I just want to hang out, you know, nothing major.
Yeah.
So you've heard that too?
Yeah. On actually multiple occasions.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an odd sound. Yeah. I can't figure out what it is. You know, I've gone back and tried to find any like local wildlife that could explain it. The closest thing I got to it was maybe a squirrel. Squirrels can make a relatively close sound, but it's not nearly as loud, and it's totally different than a squirrel. Like it's just not, raccoons don't make that sound.
And nothing. You said you have it on audio?
Yeah, it's on this video.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because what I'll do is at some point here, I'll send it to my friend, Justin. Are you familiar with the podcast Cryptids of the Corn?
Those guys in Ohio,
Justin, he's a former biologist.
Oh, okay.
And I told him about this situation, and he was sending me so many audio clips of what could it be, this could be this. None of it matched. The only thing it could possibly match, and it didn't even match, was what was it called? A shoebill crane.
Yeah.
Like the 6-foot birdie. Yeah. He said to me, he said, if that's what makes that sound, he said, that's better, better finding that than a Bigfoot. He's like,
oh yeah.
He's like, that should not be in East Tennessee.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a lot of animals that are in East Tennessee. They're not supposed to be here.
Like underground trafficking of animals that get released or something.
Well, there's that too, but like the Black Panthers, there's a lot of people who have encounters with the Black Panthers. I've gotten one on game cam, chasing a bunch of boar.
Yeah. You have that one, and remind me, the one that you have on camera, that one was the size of the boars, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it stalking them?
I don't know exactly what it was, because it was on game cam. So all you see is the boars go, and then you see that panther move through.
I can't find it now, but somebody had up in Kodak.
Yeah.
Messaged me. Yeah, or Lindsay, I think it was, sent me the picture. But there's this large cat walking through a field. Did I share that with you?
No, but I think I saw it somewhere else. Yeah.
I was just like, holy cow. So, I mean, the legend of the black cat is definitely here.
Yeah.
And
the Cherokee described the Wampus cat.
Yes.
You know, so.
And the Wampus cat was a black cat, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a black panther. Was it like a paranormal thing or just a black cat?
No, the Cherokee attributed it to a paranormal kind of description, because from my understanding, I think I might be wrong, but it actually had 6 legs and not 4. Yeah. And I saw one, actually had my eyes on one. I saw one stand up. This thing was standing up in Elkmont. It's like an abandoned town in the Smokies. Now I saw one out there.
Is that where paranormal investigations happen a lot? Elkmont?
Yeah.
I thought so. I feel like
the state did a bunch of like refurbishing of the town. So it's a little bit nicer. So it's, you can kind of,
so like visitors,
tourist spot.
Gotcha.
Now. You know, it's not like you're going to fall through the floor, but you know, it's, but there's a lot of paranormal activity that happens there.
Why was it abandoned?
I don't remember. I think it had to do something with logging.
Wow.
I think it was a logging community. Okay. So
there's some strange things, a lot of strange things in these mountains. I got a suspicion, and we're going to get back to this video here in a second, but I don't know if you heard about this, but I would say 2-3 months ago, I was sitting here in the studio on an interview, and I heard a loud bang.
Yeah.
And Derek in his office, Jack in his office, neither one of them heard it. I heard it. And then there's reports online of people all into South Knoxville talking about it. The officials were looking into that it because nobody bang. Knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody
it's knew actually
it
been happening for years.
Really?
Yeah. So they can't get an explanation for it.
So I think there's an explanation. It's just being brushed under the carpet. I think, like, personally, this is Tony speaking, I think there's something to do with underground tunnels being built. Oak Ridge into the mountains. There's got to be military bases in the mountains.
That's the thing, is they don't even really have to build them.
Because of the cave systems.
The cave systems are so massive.
So they're
like, I know of a cave system that's off of Western Avenue in Knoxville that you can enter down there and then exit by the mall.
Wow.
Like the West Town Mall. That's how deep it is and how far it goes.
Wow.
So
even on our, at our church in South Knoxville, there is on our property, there was a cave entrance that they closed up mm-hmm. because I guess they didn't want the church people going in there.
Yeah.
But from what I heard, they thought that it connected to the Mammoth Cave systems. It's like, so there is a lot of cave systems here.
Yeah.
Which probably lends to all the legend here too, because all this cryptid and creepy crawly things, they surely use those cave systems to commune.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of my big points on the feral people. I think that's how they are able to navigate.
Wow.
You know, it's using either a tunnel system or a cave system. So one of the two.
Yeah, we're going to definitely get to that because we're going to get to that. So let's get to this video here. So I guess what we'll do is we'll watch this now because, and Jack, just be ready to pause it and stuff. But I want to know, and you can tell him to pause too if you want to say something, because I want to know how this all unfolds as we're watching it.
Okay.
Because do you have an idea of what this was, or are you still jury's still out?
A jury's still out. You know, it can be difficult because there are, you know, dogmen, you know, reported in this area. There's Sasquatch. This is, you know, an area where Scott Carpenter did a lot of his research.
Yeah.
There's also the Native American side of it, you know, that spirituality side that could be affected as well.
Yeah.
So I try not to attribute it just to one thing unless I have it, you know, actual proof of it, and which I'm hoping once I go back to my game cams, I'll be able to get a little bit more.
That's right. Your game cams are still out there.
Yeah.
And was it, they would have caught this activity?
I think so. They should have.
Dude. Okay. Jack, hit play.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! Scrambled, omeletted, and fried. They love to eat eggs, and this was their primary tool for cooking them. Now come, let us teleport to the Intergalactic Museum and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
Five stars, Zachary. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater, a spatula of such enduring majesty. Truly the perfect gift for my co-hosts. May they wield it nobly in the breakfast wars to come. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.